Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W Smith Show on this Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. Joining me as always, Krista Gajawa, Mark Pastoria, Brian Morton. We're happy to be with you. Happy you're joining us. Listen, as I said, it's December 7th. Of course, that's the anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And this is the 81st anniversary, recognizing that day of infamy across the United States today and across the globe. All right, listen, in other news, flu season is upon us. Now, here in Michigan, it hasn't gotten too bad yet, although I know through our own family's experience, the flu has reared its ugly head. But 44 states are now reporting really high activity with the flu, hospitals, urgent care, et cetera, all being met with lots of flu cases as those 44 states report really high activity. And listen, you know, we tend to think of this period of time when we think virus, when we think things that can get us, we think COVID. That's really what's on our minds. But the flu has always been dangerous. It really is not something to be taken lightly. We tend to not take it too seriously. Those of us who are healthy, you know, really are not generally threatened by the flu. At worst, it's ugly and it's an inconvenience and it's not pleasant. But for some, where they're immunocompromised, perhaps seniors, you know, this is a dangerous, dangerous virus. CDC estimates that there have already been 78,000 hospitalizations this year, 4,500 deaths, all from the flu.
Wow.
Yeah, including 14 children have died already this year from the flu. So, and even though Michigan is not reporting heavy activity yet, we certainly know it's coming. That is for sure. Many of those other states, by the way, already at levels matching peak levels, for example, in the 2017-2018 flu season. So this is, boy, it just seems like it's coming at us from everywhere these days. There's even the threat of the triple demic, I think they call it, the flu, RSV, and COVID potentially all getting you. That's where it gets really dangerous. Guys, in other news, Kristen, I know you've been tracking whether or not we're going to have a white Christmas. Let's get to the really important stuff.
Honestly.
The kind of stuff that makes us all kids again. That's for sure. I don't know how that does that. The magic of a white Christmas, the magic of a snowfall. It does. It just turns us into kids again.
I love it. I mean, the skiers love it. The snowshoers love it. The snowmobilers love it. The kids that like to make a snowman love it.
Those of us sitting around the house having a hot toddy love it.
Absolutely. All right,
we're talking.
I got Mark's attention on that one.
And if you don't love it, you fly south, and that's okay.
Exactly, exactly.
So last week, I said it did not look good for a white Christmas. However, MLive has just put out a new article saying chances are pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, they haven't pinpointed exactly to Christmas. However, potentially 2 days before or 2 days after, we're going to have a cold snap and above normal precipitation.
Wow.
Which is a good recipe for snow.
Okay.
So
here we go.
I'm ready.
We want to make sure Rudolph gets that sleigh here.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. And absolutely, the snow helps, right?
The snow. I feel like it helps for a steady landing.
Well, the landing and all the rest in between, I think. Mm-hmm. It helps with everything. And it certainly helps us really feel that holiday atmosphere.
Get in the mood, right? Get in the spirit.
You know, it's kind of fun to scrape the windshield and shovel the first time it snows.
Kristen, you're on it. Yes.
But January and February, yes, for the 900th time scraping your car windshield, I don't love snow anymore.
I'm done with it. I'd say I love the novelty.
Me too.
Through up about mid-January.
Yeah.
Then I'm done.
That's it.
Then it can stay in northern Michigan.
Exactly.
I feel like they're hardier folk up there.
Yeah. Well, and then if we want a little of it, we go up there. We can have our snow.
And then we come home.
Come home and not have to deal with the, as you say, the windshield scraping, the gloves, the hats, all the lost and found at school, right? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right. Well, things are looking up. That's great.
Yeah. I'll keep you posted.
We live in Michigan, guys.
Yeah.
So
it's to be expected.
That's right. It comes with the territory, as they say.
That's right.
All right. And then another really important, thank you for keeping us on top. Kristen, I know you'll keep us advised.
Oh, I will.
Any changes we want to know as we head
to
Christmas.
That's
all right. Keep an eye on that.
Okay.
Truth be told, by the way, we talk about turning us all into kids. confession is I watched the Santa Tracker. So I love the snow, love the whole novelty, love the holiday spirit, love watching the Santa Tracker and watching Santa make his way to our little state of Michigan.
You and me both, Jeff. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. All right, great. It's magic, right? Magic of the holidays. Mark, speaking of magic, we've got a guy that is indeed embodies magic here in our community. And that guy's having a radiothon coming up tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Oh, it's such a great day. Mitch does this every year. It's his annual radiothon. He's been doing it since 2012 was the first broadcast. And they've raised over $10 million. So it's a great cause. It helps a lot of people. Helps kids, helps the poor, helps the homeless, families without homes. It helps veterans. It's such an amazing thing. You can catch it right after our show tomorrow. We're done at 6, and then Mitch takes over from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Mitch Albom and his radiothon. You know, it's a great thing. It's one thing to prosper by being in a community. It's another thing to give back, and he certainly does. This is an annual event, this radiothon. A lot of work.
A lot of work. And he does this daily, right? We see what he does tomorrow. It's a long day for him. It's a long day for everybody else, but this guy does it every day.
Endless energy. Yeah. No stopping that guy. That's for sure. Renaissance man, Mitch Albom, we thank you for making such a great contribution to the community for those who need it most. All right. Listen, we're going to head to a break. We're going to be back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us.